Our high school basketball game of the week coming up here between the Cherryvale Chargers and the Humboldt Cubs. I'm happy to be joined here by Humboldt head basketball coach Dave Taylor. Coach, thanks so much for your time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. Excited for this one. We should have a great basketball game on our hand. But first off, you just told me this is your 16th season at the helm of the Cubs. That's quite an impressive, quite an impressive resume you've put together. This team's playing some great basketball, sitting at 8-0 heading into tonight. What has been your team's biggest drive of success so far through eight games?
Well, right now we've had pretty good chemistry between the kids. We have had very unselfish play. There's a few concerns, you know. I don't think we defend as well as we could, but I'm kind of a stickler, and we kind of base our program off of defense and rebounding. And we haven't necessarily done a great job of it. We've just done an adequate job of it so far, and it's allowed us to win some games.
Well, and Coach, I'm a believer that, you know, the good coaches and the good teams. Get, you know, almost complacent when they play well, but I think the great teams and the truly elite teams, the special teams, always find something to get better at. So I'm glad you said that, where, you know, you're sitting undefeated on the season, but you're like, you know, we can get better on defense, we can get better at rebounding. I think that kind of drive and that kind of push for being an elite basketball team is really what separates great from good.
Yeah, at no point in time can you become complacent, and we've been trying to teach our kids that this year, you know, because we've been very fortunate. We've had a lot of success up to this time, but as when you're dealing with young people, it's very easy to become complacent and be satisfied with the status quo as it is. So we've been really pushing the kids hard, hoping to get better, and I think tonight's ball game will really help us, because Rod always does a great job down there. So it will push us to get better, and so hopefully we don't get a taste of humble pie, but, you know, humble pie never hurt anybody.
Absolutely not, and I'm glad you brought up Coach Rodney Vigil, head coach of the Cherryvale Chargers. We got to cover Cherryvale versus Neo Deshaies last week. It's a very impressive basketball team. It has some great leadership, juniors and seniors, that really know their role and play it well. What has been your relationship and your history coaching against Cherryvale and Coach Vigil?
Well, you know, I don't know if I've ever beat Rodney since he's taken over the reins. It's been a while since we beat Cherryvale. And I think he got us three times. He got us three times last year, and I can't remember the last time we beat him. So that's just a tribute to what they got going on down there. I think a lot of it is their ability to control the tempo. That's how they beat us last year. They controlled the tempo very well in all three of the ball games. So I think whoever defends well and controls tempo and is able to get into their offense tonight and is efficient in their offense, I think will be successful. But I'm hoping it's a good game. I hope it's not a blowout. I hope it doesn't run us right off the court, because they got some good players right now, and, you know, we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, Coach, me being the selfish broadcaster that's in the middle of the line and doesn't have a side one way or the other, I'm also rooting for a close game. So you and I agree there. But let's really quick. Like I said, we covered this Cherryvale team last week, and something that really impressed me about them was their guard play with the senior Stetson Schaefer. The junior Stetson Schaefer, with the seniors Trevin Elam and Brock Robertson. I believe Brock Robertson had six steals in that game. Just a very impressive display from them. And they never really dominated Neo Deshaies, but it was comfortable from there on out. So how do you look, how have you been kind of coaching your team to deal with this really impressive veteran backcourt of Cherryvale?
Well, it's going to be a tough situation for us, because we have one senior and one junior that play, and the rest are sophomores and a freshman. So they're going to get their eyes opened to some good guard play tonight. So hopefully that we can continue to progress where we are on the defensive end, and you know, be able to limit them, because the Schaefer boy, he's a handful. And like you said, the other two are playing well, I think. And so we're going to have to be very, very sound around the perimeter and not get beat off the dribble. And that's, you know, the two of them are really good at that. And then I think the Robertson kid's been shooting the ball pretty well. So we're going to have our hands full. There's no doubt about that.
Coach, last thing I have for you, and again, appreciate your time. Humbled head coach Dave Taylor, good enough to join us here before the game. And Coach, you mentioned you have one senior and one junior on this roster, but they are obviously very important pieces in Trey Sommer and Sam Hull, really on both ends of the ball. Obviously, two of your three leading scorers, but also leaders on the defensive end, leaders for some of those young guys, like you mentioned, a lot of sophomores and freshmen on that team. So is there anything going into a game like this where you know it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game against a really good team that's coached well? Is there anything you do differently with your juniors and your seniors? Anything you tell them about, you know, how to effectively lead and represent Humboldt basketball?
Well, in all honesty, in all fairness, Trey's really the only one that's been in our program more than 2 years. Sam, he wrestled as a freshman, so he's really, this is only his second year in the program along with, you know, our sophomore. So he's still, you know, the sky's the limit for him as he continues to keep progressing under what we try to do in our program. Trey's the one that's got to be the glue for us right now because, you know, like I said, he's been here for four. He's been in our program all 4 years. I think he's either played or started all four of those years. You know, he might not have started much as a freshman, but I think he started some for us as a sophomore. So Trey's done a good job. I've been really pleased with how he's trying to help the kids out, get them on the same page, and actually try to help us get us into our offense when he's on the floor.
We're anticipating a great game tonight here on our high school game of the week between the Cherryville Chargers and the Humboldt Cubs. We couldn't be more excited for this one, and we were happy to be joined by Humboldt head coach Dave Taylor. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck tonight. We hope it's a great one.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the Mighty 690.